This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just coming up to 5:40. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And this came up in Parliament yesterday. Dato' Hasanuddin Mohamed Yunus, Hulungat MP, raised the issue of Tan Sri and Dato' Sri characters in TV dramas, giving those titles a bad image by, and I'm quoting here, engaging in immoral activities.
So, you know, we've been waiting for Parliament to come back for quite some time, right?
All the important issues that go undiscussed.
This is the thing, because the Dewan Rakyat is supposed to be the place that we put out, that we debate policy and matters that really concern the common man. And so here we are. This question of Datuk Sri's and Tan Sri's. But in all seriousness, this was raised by one Datuk to a Tan Sri. So Datuk Hasanuddin Mohamed Yunus asked Communications and Multimedia Minister Tan Sri Anwar Musa whether the ministry monitors drama scripts that have characters with titles like Tan Sri and Datuk Sri engaging in immoral activities. And the minister replied that there are two ways of procuring broadcast materials. As we would know, broadcast materials produced by RTM are more controlled. There's a clear message. Meanwhile, broadcast materials procured through creative ideas, and here we're talking about dramas and the like, undergo a pitching process for evaluation. So I guess not a straight answer. There's nobody in the ministry perhaps specifically looking out for the titled characters. But this is where we find ourselves.
And it brings up an interesting point, right, of... I suppose in many ways, art reflecting life, life imitating art, whichever you want to call it. And whether these titles in themselves, and no one is saying the titles don't carry merit, respect, a way of honoring someone. But does that then automatically mean that a person who carries that title is exempt from any kind of judgment or commentary? Because that's essentially what it seems to be saying, that if a character in a TV show is a Tan Sri and does something wrong, that it somehow casts a shadow upon all Tan Sris. And that just doesn't sit right with me.
That's like saying every person is Batman. You know, it's like we are all people who have perhaps been near caves. And so, ergo, we could be Batman. Like, I know that that sounds ridiculous, but it comes down to, I think, what you're sensitive about, right? In general, because these are the things that people tend to pick up on when it comes to our entertainment. If we're sensitive about violence, then we worry about our children being exposed to violence. If we're sensitive about explicit behaviors, for example, then we're going to be watching out for that. And in this instance, I think that some of the clear issues here are exactly what you raised. Firstly, that we cannot really extrapolate that seeing certain characters doing immoral activities on television automatically means we think of those characters in real life doing the same thing, point one. The other thing, of course, is that I think there's a very clear reason why it is that we're touching on TV dramas, and that's because TV dramas tend to engage in drama. They look for stories that have that built in, and therefore, if, for example, you want to create a character who is powerful, for instance, who holds a certain place in society, it stands to reason that the shorthand for that, the easiest way to do that, is to have that character walk into a room and people go, oh, hello, Datuk. You know, because in Malaysia, people understand what that means. And so I think that thinking of ways to curtail the way we tell stories or how it is that we characterize people, I'm not sure that that's the best path. I'd be curious to know whether there have been any academic studies, though, to look into the these characters, the Tan Sri and Datuk Sri characters in Malaysian TV dramas, and see, for example, how often they are portrayed negatively or engaging in immoral activities, because that would maybe be a more justifiable way to put forth this request.
So what you were saying just actually reminded me of this play, the Malay language adaptation of Macbeth, where it was called Datuk Sri. So, you know, in the play, Macbeth is a lord, he then becomes a thane. And obviously to translate that into a local cultural context, Datuk Sri was the easiest way to signal that idea of power and someone being in a position of power. But also in a larger sense, I mean, to your point about behavior on screen, surely the standard we should be holding to, surely the people we should be holding to a higher standard are actual Datuk Sri and Tan Sri and their real life behavior, rather than what fictional representations of them on screen might do or not do, for that matter.
Yes, and also, what are the true negative repercussions of people making these assumptions? I think that's the other thing. So if I go back to the examples earlier, of the easiest one is violence. I think that that's the one that has come up the most often in the time that television and movies have become as widespread and popular as they are. The worry was always that seeing people engage in violent activities would normalize violence and would therefore cause behaviors to change. But if we look at this specific thing, are we worried that seeing people engaging in immoral activities encourages immorality? That doesn't seem to be the argument. Or are we worried that there is a perception issue when it comes to Dato' Sri and Tan Sri titles? And if that is the case, what is the most negative repercussion you can extrapolate from that? So I think asking, when we talk about, this isn't quite censorship, but when we talk about controlling artistic output, I think the connection has to be quite clear. It has to be at least as clear as we are worried that seeing people engaging in violence will cause violent behavior.
I completely agree. I think that for me, where this felt the most complex and complicated was, are we then talking about now curtailing how people can express stories because it might do this or not? Let us know what you think. Do you think that having immoral Tan Sri or Datuk Sri characters in TV dramas reflects on the titles in real life? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. So keep it here on The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.